This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors. He said the pool will cover all maritime risks like hull and machinery, cargo protection and indemnity, and war risk. The minister said the pool will help to manage liability insurance locally, tailored to Indian shipping conditions and regulatory requirements, and develop specialized marine underwriting, claims management and legal expertise within India. A governing body constituted for this pool would oversee the formation and functioning of the pool. The cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from the 1st of January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. The minister said the cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, PMGSY3, beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved two railway projects at a total cost of 24,815 crore rupees. The minister informed that these projects are the Ghaziabad Sitapur 3rd and 4th line and the Rajahmundry Nidadavulu Visakhapatnam Duvvada 3rd and 4th line. He said they cover 15 districts across Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to women's reservation failed to get a two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha after opposition parties did not back it. The proposed legislation tied to implementation of women's reservation through delimitation fell short after a long debate. On the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill failing to pass in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, said the Congress has taken a stand that appears to be against the interests of women. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, she said women across the country were looking forward with great hope, but their aspirations have for now been held back until 2029.
It is clear that Congress is against women and Congress has done a very wrong thing. Women from all over India were looking at us with high expectations. They have stopped women from coming in 2029. And you will see that the way they have opposed in the coming time, women will not leave them.
Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of Parliament, which commenced on the 28th of January this year, came to an end. Campaigns for the first phase of Assembly election are running high. All the political parties have intensified campaigns. BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, BJP leader Dilip Ghosh joined rallies, while BJP is attacking the alleged mismanagement and corruption of the ruling TMC. Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee referred to the defeat of the Constitution Amendment Bill yesterday and said BJP would face defeat in Assembly election. Today, BJP leader and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav joined a campaign at Komar Hati in Uttar 24 Parganas district in support of the party candidate and alleged that under the Trinamool Congress, West Bengal has lagged behind. BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also joined public meetings in North Bengal and alleged that TMC has made an environment of fear in West Bengal. In IPL, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 167 for 6 in 18 overs against Delhi Capitals in the league match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium when reports last came in. In the second match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Chennai Super Kings in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.